Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host this morning on Women Leading the Way, and with me today is our leading lady, Jen Harris with High Heel Golfer. Good morning, Jen. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
I know, as a golfer, you're like, you get out late, right? So early mornings are tough, right?
Yeah, it should be the opposite, but when you're exactly. Teaching women, it's a little bit different than actually getting out there and playing. They actually
exactly.
Call people that get out there to play the dew sweepers because they're the first ones to kind of sweep the dew off the grass in the morning.
Oh, that's such a beautiful picture, though. I mean, I've seen golf pictures of that. But hey, I want to get into our topic, because our topic this morning is why don't more professional women, quote, tee up for success, which means, I mean, in a nutshell, and I just kind of want to start off with this, is why don't more professional women play golf? That's my question to you.
Yeah, I think the biggest deterrent for women is the intimidation factor. So a lot of men are going out. You know, they're drinking a lot, they're probably cursing, you know, doing all those guy things, and women are sitting there thinking, well, I'm not invited, or if they are invited, I might look like an idiot, I don't know what to wear. There's all these fear factors that go into playing golf with men, so women just opt out and decide not to play.
Do you find that a lot, I mean, as far as why women don't play golf, if they're threatened, or, I mean, do women not see how much potential there is to do, I guess, better business if they play golf? Do you see that women know
I think they do know that. I think a lot of women know that. I think that they just don't have, you know, I mean, maybe they have the opportunity, but it's really scary just to show up at a golf course. You know, do I have to buy golf clubs? Can I go without golf clubs? There's not a lot of, you know, knowledge behind what you need to do to get into the sport. Do you just show up at the tournament? I mean, there's all that goes behind it, which makes it scary, and it's not something a lot of women grow up learning. You know, usually in most other things in life, somebody brings us to those different things, like to a basketball game or softball game or to ballet. We wouldn't just go do it ourselves.
And I think that's interesting because I know I've shared this with you, and this was my take, you know, that I pretty much am pretty public about, that as a commercial banker, I was in banking for 13 years, and I know I'm from the Midwest, so we'll say that right there. It's a whole different mindset in the Midwest, and now we're in California. When I was in banking, I remember some of the different loan officers and VPs, it's like, you know, they would instinctively, it was all guys, they would get together and say, hey, we're taking out, you know, so-and-so client, you know, we need a foursome or we need this or whatever. And it would be, I remember one day looking at him because I was in on the meeting. I said, hey, I want to come. They looked at me like I was from outer space. It was kind of like that, what? And I said, I want to come. And they were like, well, you don't play, so therefore you can't come. But what they were really saying was, you're a woman and that's not okay. And I have a joke about it, but, you know, I had to learn through, I guess, you know, how to get invited. I wasn't invited, so I learned to drive the beer cart. But, you know, people laugh about that one because, you know, funny. But why, you know, why is it, why do you think men do that? I'm kind of curious. Or do men do that today? I mean, is that hard for women to try to get invited on the golf course?
I think, you know, it can be hard, especially as I'm an 11 handicap and I definitely do not have trouble keeping up with the guys, and probably the majority of the time I play better than them. So getting invited in a non-business scenario is a lot more difficult for me. But in a business scenario, if I want to go play, they can't say no in this day and age. Maybe 20 years ago they could get away with it, But today, if you continue to push, they're not going to say, no, you can't make it out there. They're going to be a lot more inviting about it, especially if it's a scramble where a lot of people are invited. If you're going out on a, just a kind of, you know, a four, going out with a foursome or going out with your client, depends if it's your client or not. If it's your client, you should be able to go. So I think it's difficult because you have to push a little bit, but you have to push a little bit in everything in life and business. I mean, I think if somebody feels like they can kick you out because it's going to keep you down, they're going to continue to do it because why do they want to lose their job, you know, or lose their position?
And I think this is where I want to interject because I think, you know, all of us mm-hmm. do everything under the world of WIFM, which is what's in
mm-hmm.
it for me. So, you know, from mm-hmm. what you see, it's not, I mean, and out of full disclosure, it's like, I mean, this
mm-hmm.
is what you do for business. You help women learn
mm-hmm.
how to play golf, you know, but what I like from knowing you is that you're more than a golf pro. It's like, you know, you're not just teaching in the fundamentals. It's the kind of nuances
mm-hmm.
of how golf is good for business. So one
yeah.
of the questions I want to ask you is, you know, God, it's like, what are some of the benefits to a woman learning how to play golf? I mean, what do you see and what kind of things would you share with a woman if they understand this is how powerful it can be for me in business? What are some of the benefits
yeah.
to being, you know, learning golf for business?
So in business, you know, we all look at kind of, you think you have to work really hard to get ahead, right? You have to do a great job in your business and you make your company more money. But in the end, all of that has to happen. But you have to have good relationships with the people at the top, because in business and in the workplace, people want to be with people that they like working with. They're going to promote the people they like working with, because when it comes down to it, if you both are hard workers and you both have the same track record of getting stuff done, they're going to promote the person that they want to go have a beer with or they want to go play golf with. So what golf provides is that opportunity to show your bosses or your coworkers who you really are and how great of a person you are, and that they will want to work with you. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, I'm kind of curious too. It's like, I mean, have you kind of seen that within corporate America, you know, women that golf, you know, is there something you see that trends to show that they actually do kind of rise up along the management track or are more promoted?
Well, I mean, I have a firsthand experience. I was working at a defense contracting company, and I wanted to play in the golf tournament because I've been playing golf since I was 7, and my boss actually deterred me from playing in the tournament. But, you know, me being stubborn like I am, I didn't play in the tournament, but I told the clients about it because I was really bummed. I really wanted to go out and ask them, you know, is this a really, you know, scary tournament where everyone's really serious? And they said, no, it's a super fun tournament. You should have played. So instead of me playing in the tournament, we went out and played golf, just, you know, a foursome, just with the clients and me. And after that, I got on every big project. I got promoted in 9 months. 2 years later, when budget cuts came around, I couldn't get fired. It was just crazy how playing golf once or twice with the clients gave me that job security.
I think that's pretty cool because, I mean, again, like I said, I felt like I was left behind, but I found a different way around it. And I'll, you know,
mm-hmm.
out of disclosure, it's like it was over 20 years ago. Whew, I'm old. But,
yeah.
you know, when you see women that come about now, I mean, what do you see as their biggest questions or frustrations? Because I know you do happy hours once a month for women in business.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as the biggest concerns women have is, you know, for them to start taking that first step to try and learn about
yeah.
that? What are they looking for?
I think a lot of it is, you know, the biggest excuse is time, but we all have time to work on our business, right? So that's something that I'm trying to help kind of change the thought process behind that. But also fear of not being good enough. So a lot of women will think they need to be better than the men to be able to go out there and play, which is completely not right. You just need to play well enough and play fast enough and know kind of the core etiquette to go out there. And when you don't know something, just ask. So being open to asking for help is a big piece, especially if you're going out there and you aren't a professional and you don't know everything yet. So that's kind of, I think that's the biggest fear, is not being good enough. And then, you know, not feeling comfortable out there, not feeling like they're going to fit in with the guys. But the way that I look at it is, if you're an executive woman, you're in that corporate environment, you're going to be able to fit in with the guys because you're personable. You got there for a reason, you know?
I think that's a really interesting thing because it's like, I mean, I hear so many women that say either they, you know, they've always wanted to learn how to play golf or they'll say, I hate it. I mean, we're talking not like, you know, I mildly don't like it. I hate it. And I think, why is there such a strong, you know, polarizing viewpoint on golf? I mean, you don't hear that with tennis. You don't hear that with basketball. So I'm kind of curious why golf is, like, hated among some women. They're like, I just hate it. Little ball hitting it. What do you see as the reason for that? Because it is very, very much an opinion, you know. Some people love it.
Yeah.
A lot of people say they hate it.
Yeah. I think that most of the women that say they hate it have had some sort of horrible experience out on the golf course. If it was with a boyfriend or an ex-boyfriend or a husband that pushed them too hard and critiqued them too much on their swing, and made it not fun. I mean, initially when I started playing golf with my dad, he made me play out every single stroke. So we're not talking about having eights or nines on holes. We're talking about 15s and 16s on holes. And it was miserable. I didn't want to hit that many shots. It took forever to finish a round. But I continue to push through because that's just kind of the way that person that I am. I never kind of, you know, just give up immediately. I keep pushing through thinking maybe it'll get better. But with a lot of women, it could have been, you know, a bad experience with their father, or it's usually something around a bad experience with a male that makes the golf seem like it's the worst thing in the world and it might bring up those bad memories. And I think that's why a lot of women will say they hate it. If I mean, I don't think people would be that adamant about saying they don't want to do something unless there's something worse than it just not being fun.
No, I think that's a key point because it's like, again, you know, you'll hear women say this, like, oh, my husband golfs every weekend. I wish he'd do stuff around the house. You know, I mean, we could get into a whole conversation on that one. I know we want to keep it to business, but, you know, where, like, okay, from this standpoint, let's say a woman's out there, you know, especially a working woman, a professional woman, someone that thinks, you know, I mean, first of all, I'll tell you, I heard on a panel of women in funding, this was a couple years ago here in San Diego, that I heard somebody say that it's like if you want to get on a corporate board and serve on a corporate board, you are seriously missing the boat if you don't golf. And, you know, I mean, some of those things just resonate in your head where you think, okay, there's not, I mean, what is it? What is the statistic for women who play golf? I mean, it's still pretty small, isn't it? We're talking not many professional women play golf.
Yeah, I mean, I think in total in the United States of all women, not even professional women, 16% of women play. So you're looking at a very low number. And there's another crazy statistic that says that executives who play golf make 17% on average than those who don't. So you're looking at a 17% increase in your pay. I mean, that's a crazy amount considering that women still make, what, 75 cents on the dollar?
No, that is one. And I think, too, it's like I saw an article that said, you know, if you really want to get into upper management, you know, women as leaders, you know, that's where that conversation happens is on the golf course. That's where that kind of, like,
and,
you know, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
And we're going back to the relationships. People want to work with people they enjoy being with. So that's where the golf course. I was actually talking with a woman this weekend about how she was going in for her annual review, and she's been working there. She's a great worker. She really wants to get promoted, and she feels like she needs to be a white male to be promoted. And I told her, you don't need to be a white male. You just need them to see you for you because you're a really fun person, and you really loosen up, and you're really, you know, you're a great person to hang out with. But they're not able to see that because she's too uptight, thinking she needs to be super professional all the time. And people need to see that relaxed version of you. If it means that, you know, you have a hobby, they want to know that you have some cool hobby that they don't know about. They want to be able to relate with you on a level that's more than just work. And that's what golf does for you. It lets that come out.
And let me ask you this. Let's say you're a woman on the golf course, right? And so I've had, you know, let's say you're with a foursome and it's, you know, three guys and a girl or two women and two men. What would you recommend a woman do? I mean, if guys are doing what guys do, which is, you know, they're smoking cigars and they're doing the kind of, you know, booze and schmooze kind of stuff, it's like, does a woman do that with them? Or what would you recommend? Because I know you're big about protocol and
kind
of, like, act on the course.
Say,
so.
I say that do whatever's comfortable for you, but at 50% of the level that the men are doing it. So that's usually my, if the men are drinking 10 beers, you know, do what's comfortable for you. If that, whatever level of drunkenness that is, because I personally have no tolerance for alcohol, so I have to limit myself on the golf course. But I still have a good time. I don't want them to think, oh, she's out here and she thinks she's better than us because she won't have a beer or she won't have a shot. But I like to drink. If you don't like to drink, then don't drink. Or if you're not into cigars and you're adamantly against smoking, don't smoke. But I wouldn't, you know, maybe say, hey, you know, can you please not smoke around me? But it's okay if you smoke, to them.
You want to make
people feel comfortable, like, go ahead and drink. I just personally, you know, I'm on antibiotics, or I'm just not, you know, I'm taking some time off from drinking, whatever it might be. But just let them know that you're not judging them. It's a personal choice for you.
That's a tough one, though, because you will talk about and say, look, you want to be invited back. And I've had men say to me that I asked. I mean, I started pulling because I, you know, out of full disclosure to everybody listening, I'm taking some of your, going to your happy hours, and we have an event we'll talk about in a little bit. But I laugh because I've had a man, a couple of them, say to me, it's like, you know, when I'm on the golf course, it's like, I mean, nothing against ladies, but he goes, I don't want to have to, like, watch what I say or do. He goes, if I want to, I mean, forgive me for everyone listening, if I want to burp and fart, it's like, I can do that. And I'm on the golf course and I can be me.
Yeah.
So what a man's telling us is they don't feel like they can be them on the golf course. How do you respond to that for us girls who want to get on the golf course?
Yeah, and that's the same thing. I mean, 50% of whatever they're doing is going to make them feel comfortable. So, I mean, this is kind of a touchy, I don't know if it's a touchy subject, but in the PC world of today, but golf has a lot of sexual innuendos, and they're going to come up on the golf course. It is inevitable for something to happen. So it's one of those things where, as a woman, I tend to laugh. If something happens, I'll laugh at the joke. I might tell a kind of a little bit more PG-rated joke, just to make them feel comfortable and to know that, you know, I'm not so stuck up that I can't laugh at something that's actually funny just because I think we're in this corporate environment and I can't loosen up. I think that's where it is. If you adamantly don't think it's funny, then don't laugh. But if you think it's funny and you think you need to hold it in because you're with your boss or you're with a client, that's the mistake that the women are making. They don't need to hold it in because it's just laughing. It's just having a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that's a good point. So, you know, turn it over, and it's like, I think there's a lot of women interested, but they don't know where to start, you know. And so if somebody's looking to kind of take the first step and they're a professional woman, let's say they work for somebody else, what would you recommend as a good first step for somebody looking into, you know, learning? Because I here's what I've heard from women. Again, I'm packing 25, 30 years of all the stuff, or I'll say crap on the radio, of all the crap I've heard of women say why they don't. Not enough time, we get it. Oh, it's too hard. It's like, you know, men are brought up this way. But, you know, I do hear from women, too, that they say, man, it's like I'm so threatened, or it's like they've tried to take professional golf lessons, and the people that they're working with are, like, so serious. They want to, like, tell them you need to be doing this like a coach, like, you know, 10 and 20 hours a week to learn golf. I mean, is that expectation? Is that true?
You know,
is that how it starts?
I don't think you need to be, you know, addicted to anything or go too hard at anything. I mean, I've never been the type to just go in and, you know, work 20 hours on one skill to perfect it. I'm more of the type of person that wants to just be good at everything. So I dabble a little bit of time, and it's kind of crazy. I actually have one client that she's been to 7 of my events. So 1 one-day workshop and 6 happy hours. And in the beginning, I didn't know if she was gonna find her swing. But by the 7th lesson, and these are all group lessons, you know, she's just out there practicing, getting a couple key tips every once in a while, and just all of a sudden, she was hitting it like I was hitting it. And it was wild to watch her just start bombing the ball. And at the same time, because she came to high yield golfer events, she was learning the etiquette. She was learning how to interact with men on the golf course. So now I feel comfortable with her going out and playing not just in a corporate scramble, but a corporate outing to actually play the game because she knows how the game works. It's not just about her getting the ball up in the air, but that has clicked for her now. So now she's at the level that she can go out there. so I think for the women that you're saying, to how do you get out there, you want to find a program where you can learn both the etiquette and golf at the same time, and you want to be in an arena where you're going to feel comfortable. Because if you're going to enjoy where you are, you're going to keep wanting to do it, and then you're going to get better, and then you're going to be able to play.
And do you find a lot of women will just kind of like do, I mean, I know there's like associations and things that
mm-hmm.
people can get involved with, but, you know, again, the feedback I've always gotten was, oh my gosh, this group is so serious, or these guys are,
mm-hmm.
you know, just out
yeah.
there having
well,
fun. I mean, how does somebody choose what to kind of get involved in, and where's the first step?
Yeah, I think, I started High Heel Golfer because I wanted to create a really comfortable environment for women where they could come out, they could have a glass of wine, they could learn with other women. Selectively, I think the people that are coming to my events are a lot more energetic, they're fun, because they've been so hesitant to get in the game. They just have a different kind of personality about them. They're not super serious. They don't want to, you know, compete with each other. It's more of a collaborative event. So I definitely suggest coming to some of my events. If you can't get to some of my events, there's Get Ready Golf, which is a PGA program at different clubs. It's like 6 45-minute lessons for a pretty affordable rate. And then we're actually having an event where I think that's going to be probably the best way to get involved, is to start out learning, you know, the hows and whys to play golf for business, and then also to learn the skill, to kind of get a taste of the skill, and then hear from other women about how they've used golf for business.
So I love how you took the step on that one, because that is, and I mean, and
mm-hmm.
I want to kind of ask you, it's like, you know, how, what was the compelling reason, you, I know you mentioned, but why did you start High Heel Golfer? I mean, what was it you saw that just kind of like stirred up in you, the kind of like idea that this would be an endeavor to kind of do as a business? I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had that experience at my defense contracting company where I saw how invaluable golf was for business, or how valuable golf was for business. And it's just, I saw that and was wondering, why aren't other women doing it? And I started going to the other events. I went to a couple EWGA events. And the demographic was just completely different. I was like, where's the golf for women 20 to 50?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20 to 55. Where do we go? Where do we learn golf for business? So, and at the events, no one was teaching the etiquette. No one was teaching the piece about how do you actually build relationships on the golf course? Where's the psychology piece behind it? So no one had really kind of addressed that yet. So I just started thinking, why don't I start my own business where I make it fun and exciting for women and a relaxing environment and give them an incentive. And the incentive is getting ahead in business. So that incentive mm-hmm. is going to keep them coming back. So if we can get women just to play the game, start with me, and then stick with it for a couple months and have a good experience, I think they're going to stick with it for life.
Yeah, and I really think you're onto something. And I will say, I have been to a couple of your High Heel Golfer events, you know, the happy hours, and I was
mm-hmm.
really taken, I was quite taken, let me put that in the right words, not taken aback, I was quite taken with how, it's like women, you know, the women that were there, it's like we just kind of talked about some of our, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've never done this, and you got a glass of wine in your hand, and of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, me, the one big kind of like aha moment for me was learning that a glass of wine is called a roadie when I'm golfing, so
mm-hmm.
that was a big thing for me, but it was just interesting to see, it was a very relaxed atmosphere, and it was like, you're playing golf, and that's, I think, what
mm-hmm.
we want people to do, so I get that. Now, I'm going to convert over, because we only got a few minutes left, and I know we've got, because of that, I'm very excited that Connected Women of Influence is putting on an event with the High Heel Golfer, and this would be the two of us joining here. Can you tell a little bit about our event, which is, you know, how to get ahead in business with golf, right? What is our event?
Yeah.
Now? What are we doing?
So November 4th, we're going to be out at Morgan Run. We're going to do an all-day event. It's going to go from 7 to 3, and we're going to have continental breakfast, networking in the morning, kind of get to know everybody that's there. Then we're going to have breakout groups. We're going to actually have because we're expecting 100 women. We're going to have 50 women will be in each group. So 50 women will go out and do a clinic. So they'll learn how to hit a driver, hit an iron, hit do chip shots, and learn how to putt. So kind of go over the basics of everything you'll need to use when you're out on the golf course. And then the other group will come in and listen to a presentation by me. I'll do a presentation on, you know, really how to use golf for business and why to use golf for business. And really break it down. I'll break it down into, you know, how the game works. I mean, a lot of women probably don't even know that there's 18 holes and each shot has a different distance and you want to get to different areas on the fairway when you're hitting certain shots and things like that. And then I'll talk about, you know, how to get invited to the course, how to get invited back, when to do business and when not to do business, and really how it's going to help you on the psychological side, like what you're really doing out there on the golf course and how to read people. And then we'll switch groups. So each 50 women will get to be in both groups. We'll get to do the presentation in the clinic. And then we'll come in for lunch and we'll attend a panel, which is kind of your forte. You are the leader in doing executive panels. So we're going to have a bunch of women, maybe a token male, that'll talk about how they've used golf for business. So CEOs, VPs that have really, you know, either taken clients out and done a lot of business by taking clients out on the golf course, or have kind of climbed up the corporate ladder just doing company scrambles. So that'll kind of round out our day, and we'll have a lot of sponsors coming out and doing exhibits so we can see different companies in the community that are great for business-to-business women.
I love it. And, you know, again, it's like I think, gosh, you know, to spend a whole day, and you know, that's the one thing I've heard people say, well, is this a tournament? And it's not a tournament. I mean, the idea is, again, very non-threatening, like learn a couple of fundamentals, but I love that it's like you're going to do a golf clinic on, you know, how golf is good business and some of those nuances of why learning golf and the business side, or like I think you said the psychology of golf, where it's like the do's and the don'ts, and no one ever teaches that to women, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's exciting, and then along with making it an absolutely professional day of networking with other like-minded peers, both men and women, mm-hmm. you know, seeing from different exhibitors and things of business service providers, but it's just one good, fun, clean day at an amazing location, which is Morgan Run Resort and Club in Del Mar, which,
mm-hmm.
if anybody doesn't know them, it's like, what? How can that be? Because that is an amazing facility. And we'll wrap it up and tie it up with some really fun exhibitors and people that will be giving out some good free stuff. But if you want to register, the link is on the announcement for this event. And just in a nutshell, again, Monday, November 4th from 7 a.m. is when we start networking. There'll be a breakfast. It's like you'll get golf instruction. We'll wrap up with a luncheon panel, and there'll be fun door prizes. But I think why should anybody want to come is because that's where professional women and good business executives will be on Monday, November 4th. So final thoughts, Jen, and this is for you. It's like, what would be three things
mm-hmm.
that you would recommend to women, you know, if they're kind of saying to themselves as they're listening right now, it's like, gosh, you know, maybe I should really look at this. You know, kind of wrap up and give people three little takeaways and how they might take a step if they're looking to boost their career or be on, you know, learn how to play golf. What would be the three steps for them to take
yeah.
action on as we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, if they're not ready to take the plunge, I'd say watch some golf. On a Sunday, watch the last, you know, maybe 30 minutes of a tournament, right? And then try talking about it when you get to the office the next day and see what happens and see if you get a good response from your male coworkers, because I bet you will. And then if you're ready to take a step, come out to a golf happy hour or go take a group lesson. A lot of different courses have female group lessons once a week. Go out, pretty affordable, or come to a happy hour just to kind of get a taste, or come to our November 4th event. Just to get a taste of golf in a really comfortable environment. And then maybe the third would, you know, go to my blog and read some of the articles about golf for business and what to wear and things like that, just to get a little bit more comfortable with the game. Because I think once you're out there, I mean, it's like getting to go on vacation every day. You're out on this beautiful golf course. You're swinging a little white swinging a club and hitting a little white ball. Doesn't matter how well you play because you're getting a really awesome golf tan and you're outside and you're not in the office.
And can you share, what is your website? How do you want people to contact you if they've got questions and they want to find out more about High Heel Golfer?
It's www.highheelgolfer.com. And if you want to contact me, it's jen@highheelgolfer.com, and it's Jen with two N's. So those are the best ways to get in touch. You can also Google High Heel Golfer. It'll pop up. So, the best way to get in touch.
Hey, I'm really excited for our event. I want to say thank you for being on our show today. And that, folks, is our show today. I wanted to say again, Jen Harris, High Heel Golfer. It's like, you know, check out her website. Really great fundamentals here as far as why women should consider, or professional women should consider playing golf for business. So that's our show for today, everybody. I want to say a special thanks to our listeners. We'll be back again next Monday morning for Women Leading the Way Radio. So everyone have a fabulous week, and thanks for listening in. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.